like broke my toenail a lot. I don't know how I did it.
Did it bleed?
No.
Oh.
But I'm like, I have to keep an eye on it because if the piece that like jagged shot like is still there, mm-hmm. like digs into my skin and starts growing into it, it could get infected and then it's a big problem. So I have to like every little bit like go at it with the end of the nail clipper bit to make sure it's like as it grows, it doesn't grow into my skin. So I have to like dig it back out.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome out to another fun-filled episode. I should better check and make sure this. Yes, this is a recording. Hey everybody, welcome out to another fun-filled episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. I am Mike, the Fist of Justice Laidman, and I'm joined with
Laura.
And it's been a while. We've not produced an episode in a while. 3 weeks. Three weeks.
I blame you. I gotta do my comic.
Well, there was several reasons. The first week we missed because I was sick. And I didn't have a good voice.
And I was waiting, because I always wait for you to be like, okay, we gotta record a show, because you're in charge, and I had to be the one like, hon, we should probably friggin' do this. We've gotten, like, tweets to be like,
why are you recording?
Why are you making fun? It was sweet.
I'm not making fun. I was making fun of you.
Like that time with John Cena.
No. Don't bring that up again. So, anyway.
Defensive.
Yes, don't bring that up again.
Hey, speaking of Fist of Justice, you want to hear an interesting anecdote?
Okay, what?
So, I'm writing a sequel to that wrestling erotica that sold really well.
Uh-huh.
And I hope to have it done and published by the end of the week. This should be about 13,000 words, and I'm about 5,000 in, so it should be pretty doable by the end of the week. So in this one.
Yeah.
The villain, mm-hmm. as it were, you know, the drama, is a pro wrestler who has gone on to be like a big movie star and comes mm-hmm. back and he's all full of himself and he sees, you know, the main character and he's like, yo, that girl's smoking hot, I'm gonna make her my bitch. And the guy she's with is gonna be all like, finds out that he's trying to get his girl and calls him out in the ring. And
yeah, that sounds like a wrestling storyline.
I know, right? So. I'm pretty impressed with myself. But I couldn't think of what to, like, call the guy.
Right.
So his, like, wrestling, like, you know how Randy Orton's the Viper and, uh-huh. you know, all that stuff.
Why are you telling me to stop?
Because.
Do your own thing.
He is.
Uh-huh.
The Fist of Justice. I couldn't think of anything else.
You named a fucking dude in your porno story after me?
I couldn't think of anything else. And besides, he doesn't have sex with anybody. He just fights.
Okay.
He's a bad guy. There's no sex for him.
There's no sex for him. He gets... Okay.
Besides, this is a very vanilla book anyway.
Okay.
It's not like he gets, you know, his dick chopped off and turned into a vagina and then fucked by a woman with a dick.
Wow.
So it could be a lot worse for you.
Yeah. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah, damn straight.
Hey, do you remember that time that I put you in my work and it wasn't
weird?
It's
not you! I named it. The guy's name is actually Lance, which is what I named my character in my male character in wrestling the video game. So
Lance, yes.
I kind of combined the two.
It's us.
He's an amalgamation of you, mm-hmm. me, and Batista.
Okay.
Because I kind of want the crowd to be like...
Boo that man.
Suck it, Fist. Suck it. Or something. You got to help me come up with something like a boo chant for that.
A boo chant for... No. I'm not on the show, though.
Not right now. But
yes,
you
because
help
if
me,
we
but,
come
like,
up with something right
to,
now,
like,
then...
jeer him because he's come back and been on popular.
Because, yeah, if that happens, then if we come up with it right here, right now, then people are going to shout that at me, and that's not something I want. What?
Either way, I'm hoping it becomes very successful.
So anyway, we've been away because I was sick. And then the following week, the usual night we record, which is Thursday night, we went to a live Big Brother taping.
I know!
Which we'll talk about. And then the following
week...
Yeah,
that's why we haven't been...
Yeah, we haven't been recording because our usual night, we've been busy. That's why.
We've been busy at Big Brother!
Yes, we went... I was sick, and then we were at Big Brother 2 weeks in a row.
I'm
on
so
our usual
cool.
record night. And then it was kind of like, oh, like I remember I brought it up to you at least one other time and you were like, no,
No.
No. There was no. I also tried to get you to do a show with Trevor instead, and you shut that down right away.
No, it's the Mike and Laura project.
Yeah, but Trevor fills in for you when you're not around.
He's done it like twice.
Yeah, he still fills in for you when you're not around.
I know, but...
People like Trevor.
I know.
People like you, too. Well, don't get me wrong.
They like you with Trevor.
Right. Well, anyway, we were at Big Brother, and we will talk about that a bit later. But like I said, I was sick. I got over that. We tried to get Trevor to fill in. You didn't want that. Whatever, whatever. But on top of that, I've been working on comics like crazy. I've been keeping Mike's Stupid Comics updated as much as I possibly can. And I haven't missed a single deadline yet. I had actually a pretty nice buffer going so that comics were being posted on time. But then...
Can I cut in? Just the fact that you've been working on comics during the weekend, not only am I very proud of you for you know, taking that initiative, but I'm also really glad that on the weekends, you're not bothering me when I'm... writing at the, because I like to write at the, not bothering, but that way.
Thanks. It's gotten to the point now where you're like, I took a day off and you were like, man, could you not do that again? Because you got in my way so much. And I took one day off.
I mean, next time? It's not time? Like I'm like, you're in my way to play video games. Like, I'm the one. It's like, I'm actually trying to do work. Work that's making me a decent income.
Next time I fucking take a day off, I'm going to stay in the bedroom. I'm not going to leave it at all because you don't do any work in the bedroom. I'm going to stay in the bedroom. Just, don't have like, to interrupt find, you in the slightest.
And I know,
I'll leave every so often to eat a sandwich and go back.
Well, you said you weren't going to leave the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
No, I find when I try to get work done at the office computer, I just end up, like, surfing the internet more than I'm writing. And
I can just turn the internet off when I leave. Do you want me to do that?
No, because then I have to do the actual internet part of my job, which is a big part of the job.
You can do that when I get home.
Anyway. No, it works out great, because then I go on the computer in the living room.
Which still has the internet.
But the thing is, from where I'm, especially with the fact that the mouse isn't quite... the range on it isn't as good as it was because it's like a Wi-Fi.
We have a TV. We have a computer in the living room. It's very old, bare bones. The entire purpose is to watch TV on the computer or on the television in the living room.
Well, no,
so we'll put
great.
Things
so
on there.
I
and...
sit there. I put on Ghost Adventures, which is a show that I can kind of half pay attention to while I'm writing. And then I sit there and like I can write 5,000 to 6,000 words in a day doing that.
Right.
If I've got a good beak on, I only got about 4,000 written today. No, a little less than 4,000. Maybe about 3,500 written today because I also did all the editing for the last story and the cover design. Plus I went grocery shopping. So by the time I got everything done, it was time to start making dinner. I am worried. And I started working at freaking 7 a.m. this morning. Because I can't sleep anymore for some reason.
You're an insomniac all of a sudden?
I don't know. I think it's anxiety.
Because of jobby things?
Yeah. I'm trying to get a part-time job for a company I really want to work for. And it's like...
They're not cooperating.
Well, not. It's just like... It's like they're dangling it kind of just out of my reach. And I just... want it so bad that it's causing me a whole mess of anxiety.
It definitely is.
So it's like, so I don't know if I should like, because I'm pretty sure her phone number was in that email too. So I don't know if I should like call her.
If you want, go ahead.
Do you think it's a good idea?
I don't know. The squeaky wheels and grease and such. So
even
I don't know.
Just so I could know, so I'm not like focused on that, you know?
Because
you know, I'm not going to look for anything else while I'm waiting on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I want more than anything else.
Right.
So anyway, continue.
So yeah, I'm never allowed to take a day off again because it ruins Laura's work.
You being working on, because you drew your comic on the Cintiq, which is in the office, and then I'm not just going to like sit and do nothing. I write and I get a lot of work done on the weekends now. It's been pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the evenings to do stuff together.
Yes.
Unless we have like plans during the day.
Yeah. Which we've had sometimes.
This weekend you were in my way a lot.
Thanks.
That's okay. It was a special occasion.
Okay. I finally got a PlayStation 4. So I was in Laura's way again. Maybe I should have just put it in the bedroom.
Yeah, like you're going to do that.
No, there's no fucking way I was going to put it in the bedroom. But because I'm in the way all the time.
Well, like I said, it's not like you're in the way from me watching, like, my sexy boy shows.
I know, but I mean, the same work that you do out there, you can, in theory, do in here, not is my well. Point. That's your own fault for getting distracted.
I also find that when I'm editing it, it's a lot easier to find the mistakes when I'm not reading the exact same file from place to place.
Wait, what? Like, you when you edit, you transfer it to your Kobo, though.
No. I edit it once on that computer in Word. I write it in Google Docs, then I transfer it into Word,
and
I put it on my Kobo.
So you write it out there, and then you bring it in here.
And transfer it to a different file, and then read I transfer it, and then I do all the editing, and then I do the final edit on the Kobo.
I see. I getcha. So. I understand. Well, it's a nice little system you've got worked out.
It's working pretty well. I mean, doing it myself, right? Because I'm trying not to spend any money, so I'm still going to miss things here or there. But, like, these tiny things, like a comma instead of a period.
Right.
So, and it's, like, once per thing, right? So it's not even a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only have I been working on comics, but I've also been working on freelance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another reason why we haven't been doing shows, is because the days that we've had to do recording, I've been working on freelance stuff. And as much as we love doing this show for you, I got paid for that, and we don't get paid for this. So it took priority.
Yep.
So I don't know. Like, the freelance thing is going to turn into a regular gig. I'll have more details on that once that kind of goes more public. But for now, there's a gig, and it is a paying gig. And that's thumbs up, fun, super time.
Good work, dear.
Yay. I'm excited. And it's drawn comics. So.
Now, and if anybody wants to know more about some of my really out there books, let me know and I'll let you know where you can get them.
Send a feedback
and I'll link you.
Because Laura's not just going to throw it out there.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
You got to prove that you want it.
You want it.
That sounded really dirty.
Or if you want my sexy wrestling book that's pretty vanilla, because it's longer for the same price and it's more romance than boning.
Right. But so very busy. That's why we thought we'd throw that out there first, just so you guys had an idea where we've been.
Like, really, I worked from 7 till 6 today, so except for the break to go grocery shopping.
Right.
So we've been busy.
We have been busy. And now the funny thing is the reason we're recording right now is because I was like, I gotta draw a comic, and you were like, we should do a show, and I was like, I said that the other day.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. You didn't even know how long it had been between shows until I told you, because you didn't pay attention. You wait,
anyway,
as you said, you wait for me.
Are we gonna get into our topic? Or do we have feedback?
We don't have any feedback.
Topic time.
Okay. You want to use the no? You tainted the jingle with your T-shirt time thing. So no jingle. Let's just talk about it. Don't give me that pout face. You tainted it.
I wasn't a pout.
You brought shame to this family.
So we are going to be talking about this week.
We figured, why not talk about...
Oh my God, why would you interrupt me?
Because you were introducing it poorly. Nice face. Go ahead. It's all you. It's your baby.
It is the return of one of our, and especially my... favorite shows, actually a few weeks ago, beginning of March, but we're just getting into it now because, again, we've been away for 3 weeks, and the reason because of that is this show. We are going to be talking about Big Brother Canada.
Yay! But specifically, we want to talk about the live experience of going to see the tape.
Real quick,
we'll talk about
the
show itself.
We're
going
to talk about... First, I want to like set up the show for people who haven't been watching. There's a new house this year.
Yes.
It's really cool looking.
They filmed it in a different location this year.
The contestants, I still don't know if I could. No, I think I'm at a point now where I could remember who everybody is.
Yeah, and I'm actually remembering better this year than last year.
No, I remember better last year. I
don't.
I'm being so excited about it being the first Big Brother Canada.
Mm.
But and plus, Kyle and Andrew kind of blended together for me, so that was kind of hard. But
right.
One of them gone home.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear who the Canada's nominees are?
I did, because you told me right after.
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot of twists this year.
Yeah, the theme is secrets.
One of the things Big Brother US learned was giving the audience more power wasn't necessarily a good thing.
Right.
Canada hasn't quite figured that out yet. So, because the whole point is to be a social experiment of, like, well, the whole point is to make money and make people make a spectacle of themselves on TV. But the whole thing is uninterrupted, like, from the outside world, what happens when people are put into a controlled environment.
Right.
But giving Canada so much more power kind of throws that off a little bit. But the first thing that happened this year, for people who haven't been watching, is kind of a new idea, that they had three secret house guests put in a secret room in the house, and for a week, Canada got to vote on which one they wanted to enter the house to be an extra nominee.
Those cats are fighting. So the three people that were in the room, one of them was a drag queen. And you were like, I want the drag queen so bad.
Now, okay, so there was the drag queen.
Yes.
There was the other guy who didn't get in.
Who was
forgettable.
Yeah, very confident. I don't even remember his name.
And then Allison, who got in. And Allison got in mainly because she seemed, I think, to Canada, like, the biggest fan of the show. And they wanted, like, you know, you can put yourself in her shoes being a fan, and you want to vote for the fan.
Right.
I didn't vote for Allison.
You voted for the drag queen.
I voted for Scott, who's a drag queen.
We're all familiar with your love of drag queens.
But that's not the only reason. The main reason was Scott, out of the three, was the only one I could see as not being boring when they got in the house. They didn't get into the house until almost 2 weeks after everybody else.
Yeah.
So there's a huge, like, lag on relationships. So whoever comes in is going to be the easy target, ostracized, keep to themselves, nobody talks to, boring, like, doesn't do anything person. And the only person I could see out of the whole group who would, like, be big and entertaining was Scott. You know, because obviously he's a performer. He, like, is entertaining. He was already really funny when we got to see him.
Mm-hmm.
I figured he would carry that over into the show. And Allison got voted in. And I was like, okay, Allison was my second choice. She's an uber fan. Let's see how she does. She immediately got into showmance with Andrew.
It seems like Andrew instigated that, though.
But the thing is, like, she could have said no.
True.
First of all, but she has 100% only, like, talked to him. There's no one else in the house she barely even talks to.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't, like, worked to form relationships. And he might go home this week. So I don't think he will. I think it's going to be the other one that goes home.
Well, this is the veto and stuff.
Yeah, but anyway. I don't think, unless one of those two wins, I don't think anybody else in the house will use the veto.
Because
then it's, like, the chance that they could go up.
That's true.
Right?
That is true.
So they have to win it themselves, or, like, everybody else is screwed. But yeah, she's kind of not really done anything. Like, she was very funny in the drinking with John
comedy. That was the best
that
thing.
That was funny, but
I loved that.
But from other than that, because I don't watch a lot of the live feed, barely, because every time I have tried to watch them, they go down. But I do follow a couple, like, Twitters that, like, watch them, like, all the time. And I'm on the subreddit, Big Brother, and everything. So I've been keeping on top of what's going on, and everybody is really disappointed by her. And I knew that was what was going to happen, because she didn't have a big personality, which the person was going to need to have to be anything but boring when they got in the house.
Mm.
So that was one of the biggest, like, okay, cool idea, but to have that extra person put in after a couple of people have already gone home, secret person put in. But again, it's too big of a twist.
Okay.
Like, it's just, Canada's got too much power. And now the twist this week is Canada was HOH, and we got to nominate two people to put on the block.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did for the entire first season. They did something, or maybe the Canada voted for the HOH, or not Canada, but the United States. But either way, having the audience vote for people in power or people on the block,
right,
is never as popular as just letting them fight it out themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's supposed to be more twists, and it's like, twists should be a little simpler, like, you know, hidden rewards in the house, and the thing with Aika was really good. Yeah, like, having her with the check and the letters after that ball contest.
That was really sweet.
That was a really good twist, and it made for a really entertaining show. So that's more what they should do rather than Canada Has the Power, because it's their own interactions that make the show really cool. Anyway, so I guess we'll talk about the live show.
Yeah. Obviously, I got my tickets to it through work. And it's kind of funny what happened is they gave us tickets for last week. Like, a rep called me up and was like, hey, does anyone on your team want tickets to go see Big Brother? And I was like, I'll take tickets because I knew you wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I've always wanted, like, honestly, I used to dream of being in the house if it ever came to Canada. And the older I get, the more I'm like, oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
I want to be on TV like that.
Well, I asked another rep that I know, and I know, like, more personally, who works in the same company, and I said, hey, what's the address of the place? Because we don't know, and we just want to look up how to get there. And he's like, oh, you're going to Big Brother? We're like, yeah, next week. And he's like, do you want to go tonight? And it was like, what? Like, it was 10 o'clock in the morning, so we had time to plan it. So I asked you, and you were like, what? Yeah, I'll go 2 weeks in a row. And so we had to go to where they film Big Brother. The house, it's basically because Toronto. It's Toronto, right?
It's in the studio district.
It is the studio district. And like, there's a section of Toronto.
It's on Lakeshore.
Yeah, it's on the Lakeshore. I'm just setting the scene for people who don't know Toronto very well. There's a section, it's on the Lakeshore, and it's nothing but studios now because everybody comes here to film their movies.
Tom Hiddleston's going to be in Hamilton soon.
Yes.
Oh, my God. When is the date for that?
I don't know. There wasn't one. Not on that.
They're actually asking for extras. We have to be a size 8 and under, and I'm a size 10.
Sorry, babe.
And, if that wasn't the only kicker, no piercings, no tattoos.
Mm.
Which I have a few of both.
Yes.
So, basically, Laura's shit out of luck.
Sorry, babe.
But I will find those. If it's a period, it might be at the fucking Connaught.
It could be.
Like, there's a lot of old-timey buildings in Hamilton. Like,
aren't they, like, doing the Connaught repair stuff?
No, I thought
they were doing that stuff now.
They are, but I don't know. Either way, seriously, I need to know when Tom Hiddleston will be in Hamilton.
Okay,
because
I don't.
I'm going to try and get a selfie with him. Seriously, could you imagine? Like,
I love that you fucking acted it out.
Yes.
With the closet door in place of Tom Hiddleston. Anyway.
Could you imagine? What would you do if I got that?
I'd be very happy for you.
Yeah? Because
I know it would make you very happy.
What if I licked him?
I don't know if I'd be too impressed with that.
I don't think he would either.
Probably not.
I wouldn't actually. Oh, my God. I don't want to be that person. I just want to say hi.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm. And lick him. Anyway.
No.
So, Studio District. Touch it a little?
Touch him a little.
Oh, touch it a little. Just reach over. Touch his penis.
Oops.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
My finger slipped.
So Studio District, they're filming it down there. So the house is on the same lot. Like, there's basically it's a giant set warehouse place. And the house is in there. And then they have a set up in a different studio where they actually do the recording with the live audience. So we went down there. The first time we took public transit, you came up and you met me at work, mm-hmm. and then we took the streetcar down to the district. We had to do a little bit of walking, but not much.
It was only a couple city blocks.
Yeah, it was like five,
it was cold.
Six. It was cold. That's why it sucked. We had to get there early. Like, I actually had to leave work early for us to go. And thank you to my wonderful coworkers who do not listen to this show. But thank you anyway. For letting me go early 2 weeks in a row. I felt really bad because they were, you know, doing work and I was like, yay, I'm on TV.
Nah, you're really on TV.
I'm on TV. You're covered in hair.
Not my own hair.
Yeah, somebody else's. But anyway, we get there and they, like, immediately, there's signs everywhere that's like, you cannot have your phone. If you have your phone out, you will be escorted from the premises and you will be banned. And then there's like security dudes yelling at us, being like, if you have your phone out, you will be banned. So we're like, all
that
right.
That was more
well,
the second episode. The first episode, there were signs, and I took my phone out to check, to send my sister a message to say where we were sitting in case we didn't get out.
Right.
And the guy was like, phone's off. I'm like, I'm turning it off. That's what I was doing.
There's literally like an army of interns that stand there and wait for you to pull your phone out so they can run up and be like, you need to turn your phone off.
Or if you bring out a product that has a label on it.
That's the other thing, too. Like, you had a bottle of water, yeah, and you had to tear the label off.
And that was the thing. They weren't even filming it. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to be allowed to, like, have this bottle out when they're filming. Or they don't want anybody in the audience drinking water. So obviously it's going to be hidden
right,
while the show. And I took a swig, like, an hour before they even started filming. He's like, no, you have to take the label off. I'm like, I wasn't even going to use it when the cameras were rolling.
Right. They were all over that. I saw a few people. There was a guy with a baseball hat, and he had a piece of electrical tape over his logo. I saw a few of other people who had electrical tape over the logos on their shirts. So they're all over that. If you're not a sponsor, they don't want to see you.
No.
What'd you think about the set? Did you think it was bigger or smaller than you thought it would be?
Size.
It was just the smize you wanted.
It was the same size, I imagine, but I didn't think the audience would be, like, because really, there's the chairs, there's a bunch of chairs, like two rows of just, they're all uncomfortable as hell folding chairs that are, like, in a two rows in front of the stage. But other than that, it's up the sides like wings. And yeah. I thought it would be more along the, like, not
you thought
back
there'd be
of the
more
stage, but facing the stage rather than along the sides.
Right.
But
like when you see Home Improvement, whenever they would go into the audience,
yeah, I
there'd
it'd be more
stands
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would be more like that. And it's not quite the same.
No, the stands are on the sides, and then there's just chairs on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what they did with the house. The house on TV, they make it look like it's all screens. It's just projection on a white house. Is how they do the screens on the house. The floors, like the shiny floors, got really dirty.
Really, quick.
Like I don't know how you could tell. You couldn't notice on TV.
So, but yeah, we find our seats.
Yep.
We get put the intern shows us to our seats. We're sitting down, and the thing was your rep gave you three tickets.
Yeah.
And the one seat beside me was technically one of our tickets that I could have sat in, and we could have moved over one. But I was like, no, there's two seats beside us, and chances are there's two people sitting there, so it probably makes more sense to leave this one open. And I was just like, yeah, I'm comfortable here. We got a good view. So they have a rush line. You can show up, and if they haven't sold out, which the first night we went, they obviously hadn't showed up.
Sold out.
So they let a bunch of rush people in. And so one of these rush guys came and sat beside me, and the seat beside him was still empty. And they were just about to start getting going, and then all of a sudden a familiar face walks out and gets seated in that spot.
Right.
And so the seat that could have been mine was now filled by another guy, and beside him, to his left, was Tala from season one.
Mm-hmm.
So during all the breaks, I got to talk to Tala, and she was so cute and sweet. I love her. She was hilarious and really nice.
She was exactly like she was on the show.
Oh my God, I cannot believe she was just like you see on TV. But one of the things that they were working on doing, and I don't think it ever actually ended up happening on the show.
Yeah.
Because I think they realized the messages were crap.
Yeah. Like, you could tell where it was supposed to go, and it didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Trevor Boris, who's a Canadian comedian, has been on video trial, is actually the challenge producer for the show. And he was doing this segment where he was going to film audience members, like, here's a message from Canada.
Yeah.
And Tala wanted to film one because it was Peter from season one, because he does the sideshow after the live show.
Yeah, it's like the post-game show.
Yeah. And he was like asking people in the audience, you know, send a message to so-and-so. And Tala felt really bad for Heather being picked on by the mean girls in the house. And
right.
She was like, you know what? I really want to go and record one of these messages as a surprise for Heather, because I think it'd be really funny and really cool. And da 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 da. And she was super excited to go do it. And they were like, okay, now the rest of them, we're going to have Gary ask. And she just, all of a sudden, like, the winds went out of her sails. And she was like,
Yeah, I don't need to do that.
And someone's like, because they were doing it. It's like, okay, we're going to do one for Kenny. Now it's time for Andrew. Now, and they're like, okay, Heather, we're going to record for Heather. And it was like, the guy beside me was like, Tala, you know, she's like, no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
It was like the only time I saw her not hyper the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't like Gary.
Gary was a bit of a diva.
And he was really mean to her on the first season.
Well, yeah.
That one night, he's when they like yelled three at each other times over, as like, big as her, yeah. And he was about to knock her flying. Like, at that moment, I was like, I don't like Gary.
Yeah, well, also, like, they're filming these messages, right? And they had to refilm half of Gary's, the ones that he hosted, because he was staring at himself on the monitor to make sure that he looked good.
Well, he was just staring at himself on the monitor.
Well, that, yeah.
He's a bit of a narcissist.
He was. He was just staring at himself. And they're like, Gary, please stop looking at yourself.
Yeah. So that isn't going to air, it looks like.
Yeah, also...
they forgot to do Sabrina, and everybody was like, we don't want to do Sabrina.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing was, is like, they did a challenge, because they said it was going to air on Wednesday's show. And then on Wednesday's show, they did a challenge where one of the guys had a secret mission where he had to basically tell everybody bad things.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, and it was like... well, this is clearly where those messages are going to... if he wins, they're going to get messages from Canada that are like, you guys are great, because he said bad things to them. And then Tala showed up with Chinese food, and it was like, oh, okay.
So that was a bit of a different... let's go with that instead.
Yeah, so they were like, I guess this is better than what we had. During the live show, it was funny because it wasn't what I was expecting. What I was expecting was like, okay, we need to do another take.
Yeah, I was exactly expecting, okay, we need to roll that, okay, from the top. You know, got to do the angle.
But no, it was one
bang,
and done.
Bang,
it
bang,
was
bang, bang.
Like, we were like, with the exception of a few breaks, for the most part, it was like, you're just watching the show.
Yeah.
Like, it was, okay, this show's an hour long. Let's go.
And, like, it takes, because every commercial break, I say, like, because it's recorded slightly ahead of time. They start recording around 5, and they're done by about 7, so they have an hour to make sure it's all seamlessly put together.
Right.
They have about 2 hours, because it airs at 9. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. So the breaks in between are, like, 10 minutes to 20 minutes long, rather than the, like, 4 minutes of commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time... most of those breaks, Arissa, the host, was like laughing and chatting with the audience, and singing and dancing. I know a lot of people online express their displeasure with her as a host.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind her. She's okay. But seeing her like off script and seeing her on the show, I can tell most of the issues people have with her aren't with her, but with the script she's given.
Yeah.
Like, she was hilarious. She was a treat.
Mm-hmm.
So I like her even more now.
The thing that was funny was we got to see her 2 weeks in a row. So she was also like doing callbacks. Like she's like, oh, was anybody here last week? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Which was great. And then like we were there for 2 weeks in a row, and she's like, man, I thought last week's audience was the best audience we ever had. This was even better. And it was like, oh, yeah, we were in both.
But yeah, like she was really nice. Like the production staff was like, the producers were talking with people.
Yeah.
They did trivia for t-shirts in the breaks.
And the trivia was hard.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe how hard I was like, I've watched almost every season of Big Brother. I got this. It was like, no, I don't.
I did get one question right on the second week because it was a repeat of a question from the week before.
Yeah.
I wasn't the guy that was being asked for the t-shirt.
Yeah,
so.
It was really cool. Like, it was just I've never seen them, like, shooting a TV show in a studio before. And it was really interesting. The biggest flaw was the chairs.
Those chairs were awful.
Oh my God. So, of course, the next, like, 3 days, I was walking around like an old lady, like, just with my hand on my lower back, being like, oh, Sonny, I don't feel so good.
Well, we ducked out early the second time because
they
we couldn't take
let
it.
Me leave.
It was hilarious.
Well, we didn't duck out early because they do the sideshow right after for recording, and we were like, we don't really need to save for the sideshow. It's just Arissa and Peter and Gary talking, which is fine. Do your thing. But we were like, no, let's go. Because I drove and I was hungry and we hadn't eaten and we wanted to get going. And they were like, girls' bathroom's over this way. And I was like,
yeah, because we were just going to leave at the bathroom break.
Yeah, because they let you go to the bathroom once, and it's between the two recordings of the two shows. And the guy was like, girl's bathroom's over there. I'm like, no, I need to go find my husband. It's important. And he's like, but the girl's bathroom's there. I'm like, but I have to go. And he's like, well, it can't be that important. I'm like, it fucking is. And then someone tried to stop us on the way out the door. And he's like, are you going for a smoke break? I'm like, yep,
we're
need
like,
that
yup,
nicotine.
Let's go. Let's get a smoke.
And we didn't even have our jackets on, right? Because we left our jackets in my car.
Yeah, because the coat check the week before was a nightmare.
Yeah, so especially because we were already planning to leave early. It's like, let's leave in the car. That's a big part of why I drove. And we left so even then, it looked like we were just stepping out for a cigarette because we didn't have jackets on.
And on top of that, too, they sectioned off the parking lot. I had to get out and move pylons for us to leave.
Yeah, it was just pylons, so it wasn't even bad.
Yeah.
Like,
but still, it was like, okay, well, let's move all those pylons.
And then we had to, like, so I know it's kind of pathetic. I've never driven to Toronto before. I've driven around Toronto many times. I have driven to, like, Cottage Country, and I've driven to Wonderland a whole bunch of times.
Yep.
I drove to Chicago the whole way myself.
Mm-hmm.
There and back. I drove in Chicago, and I still haven't driven in
Toronto. Did you drive downtown Chicago?
Not downtown.
Outside Chicago.
Does where I really drove in Toronto count as downtown either, though?
No.
No, it was like, Toronto's a big city.
Dante, what are you doing?
He likes being in things.
He's going in the bookshelf.
He's fine. So, go on my handy dandy Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells me it's basically a straight line to get to this place. So I'm like, easy. Because the 403 becomes the QEW, which becomes the Gardner, which becomes Lakeshore.
Right.
Okay. So it tells me there's two exits onto Lakeshore and I want the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. Gonna follow that exactly. I'm gonna take the second exit onto Lakeshore. And I see the first exit, and I'm like, well, there's the first one. I guess I have to keep going. Oh, no, that was the... Oh, shit, I can't get back over. And next thing I know, I'm almost downtown Toronto.
Yep.
All the way up to the Danforth. I'm just like, fuck, I'm up at Bloor. And I had to... So I pull over, because I'm very responsible driving. I pull over. I get out my cell phone once I'm in park. Boot up my Google Maps,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, okay, get me here. And it actually wasn't too bad. The biggest problem was there was some tiny bit of construction in the middle of the street, way up the street, because there was a manhole cover like loose or something. So
right.
None of the lanes were blocked in any way, and traffic was flying after that. But up until that point, it was at a crawl, and I was just like, and once I finally turned onto the one-way street that got... Because that street was one-way until it got to Queen. Got there, got to the studio, no problem after that. But I was just like... I couldn't believe it. I got all the way there. Beauty. And I was just about to be like, man, I got here with... Oh, shit. And I was so mad at myself in the car. You are probably... Like, you gotta count your blessings.
Yeah.
You were not in the car with me because I was... And not anybody else but myself. I was just yelling at me. Like, who else do I have to blame for that kind of mistake?
You.
Me. Like, yeah. It was my own fault.
No. But
I wasn't thinking.
So if anybody was watching...
And the thing is, sorry. When we left and we were... You know how we got over that big intersection at Carway and Lakeshore?
Mm-hmm.
And it went right up that hill?
Yeah.
That's where I turned onto that highway.
Oh,
I was right
really?
There.
You're right
like,
there.
I was like 100 feet from the studio when I turned around. But Mike was meeting me after work. He was taking the streetcar over. And because of time-wise and everything, I still ended up there before him. So it wasn't too bad.
Well, you wouldn't have if I hadn't stopped at a gas station to go to the bathroom.
Barely.
Mm. We would have got there probably at the same time. Anyway.
Speaking of bathrooms, that was one of the biggest flaws in the whole
operation. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bathroom situation at the studio is horrible.
Well, you gotta think that it's a place designed for, you know, probably one person who uses a bathroom at a time. Even though they had like three or four stalls.
Three
stalls, anyway.
Three. And the audience is primarily women.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, if you looked at, like, because this is a studio, right? You looked at all the stuff that they had sitting out. Because they, this isn't the first time I've been to like a studio building before. They have posters up for things that were filmed there, and it was more movies than it was TV shows. I only saw one other TV show poster.
Top Chef?
It was Top Chef, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then everything else was movies. Actually, the original X-Men movie, the first X-Men movie was filmed there. I'm trying to think what else that we saw that was filmed there.
The Tuxedo.
The Tuxedo, Pushing Tin, Red was filmed there.
Yeah.
There was some weird like Martin Lawrence movie or something, if I remember
yeah.
correctly, that was filmed there too.
It was like, Showline Studios, that's what it was.
That's the place, yeah. So like you got to think that that place is not designed for a studio audience with a lot of, you know, a lot of people to use the bathroom. So when everybody goes to use the bathroom before the show starts because they can't use it for another 3 hours, yeah, it gets. There was a point where random people were like, did you see any other guys in the men's room? Because if not, I'm going to go use it.
Yeah, and a bunch of ladies went and ran it. But the ladies who went and used it were like, oh my God, thank God they're not in this line anymore. Because shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And these women were older than me. And they were acting like they were 12. And I was like, I don't know you. Go away.
I found it was a very interesting mix of people that was the audience. There was like groups of very excited women, and then a few couples. They're not a lot of couples, I found.
Yeah.
And then there was like gangs of gay men. Like gay yeah. men fucking love Big Brother.
Everybody loves Big Brother.
Well, yeah, but like they were like, there was a lot of gay guys, and they were just like, oh my God. Like, do you remember one of the people who went up for Kenny? Was a guy, he was a gay guy with a beard. Because during that bit when they were like,
was
oh,
he gay?
Yeah. Because I overheard the women that he was with. It was him, this guy with a beard, and he was with like four women. And then when they were like, somebody have a message for Kenny? They're all like, you should go up and you should talk to Kenny. Because then like maybe he'll see you and want to like meet you. And he's like, oh my God, do you think he'd want to meet me? And I'm like, no, Kenny won't want to fucking meet you.
You never know, their beards could make love.
Not them, just their beards.
I could write something about that.
You're going to write beard fan
I
fiction?
Just had a really good idea.
Is it
I was
about
trying
beards?
To think like, because when I write things, I try to take ideas...
About beards.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Okay.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
I try to create... Like, I'm inspired... The sex kind of writes itself. It's tedious.
Sex. Yeah.
But, like, it's the setup that I find I have a lot more fun with, and I try to come up with something original.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things I write about are inspired often by TV I watch. And I've been like, how could I make, like, a reality show? And I just...
You just came up with an idea?
Well, no, and...
It involves beards?
Kinda. So, my whole... Andrew's not a great person, it doesn't
right.
seem. But he doesn't seem as bad as everybody makes him out to be. But I want him to stay in the house this week for one reason.
Okay.
I want them to get stupid drunk again. Stupid drunk. And, like, Kenny is finally starting to kind of come out to the rest of the house guests. And I want them to be, like, wicked drunk. And him be like, yeah, I'm gay, whatever. And Andrew be like, dude, I don't have a problem with you being gay. That's cool, whatever. You know, you be you. And Kate be like, thanks, man. You're my bro, dude. And he'd be like, yeah, you know, well, who doesn't have curious thoughts now and then? Kiss. I think it would
that's
be hilarious.
Why, that's what you want?
Because, and then, like, when they're all sobered up, and it'd be like, so, Andrew, what was up with you making out with Kenny? And he'd be like, whatever, you know, like, it's Big Brother. You do what you gotta do to make connections. It's just, it's the show. It's like, just, you know, it's the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my fantasy.
There you go.
So now, I have another,
there
I'm
you
writing
go.
Gay erotica.
About Big Brother.
Well, I call
you
it, like.
It something else. Always watching. There you go.
Because there'd be like the voyeurism aspect with cameras on.
Right. There you go.
And like everybody in the house is like watching them like.
Wow. I, listener, I must apologize. This is not a visual podcast Because if you just saw the motion that Laura made.
Wait.
With that noise.
Can I be Pam?
Nice.
I think we all know if I was anybody in Archer, I would be Pam.
You'd be Pam?
Probably. Or Mallory on my bitchy
face. Okay. I'd probably be Cyril.
Probably. I mean, you look more like Krieger, but...
I do look more like Krieger, but... Anyway, I don't know. Do you think anything else of the live experience you want to talk about?
No, it was just really cool. I mean, you were like, I feel really bad for leaving twice from work early to go do that. I'm not going to do it again. And right. I'm totally cool with that. I've gotten to experience it, and I really don't need to experience it again.
It's a very interesting thing to see a television show filmed live.
The thing was... Because it was so boom, 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 boom. And for most of the show, Arissa was facing the same way that, like, we were, like, looking on at her the same way we would on the TV anyway.
Right.
If it weren't for the comfy chair, I could have forgotten that we weren't in our living room. Next thing you know, I would have been like...
Just letting it go.
I just...
Shaking your butt.
Shit.
Nice job, bit.
So, like... It was really fun.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like filming the U.S. one or anything like that. But,
it was
you know.
Funny, or speaking the U.S. one. Arissa even, like, made a comment. Because, like, so many people give her shit. They're like, well, she's no Julie Chen. And she's like, yeah, no shit, I'm not Julie Chen. She's been doing this for 15 years. You give me 15 years and we'll see how I do.
Mm.
She also told a really funny story about her Camp Rock experience.
Excuse me. Yeah, no, the Camp Rock thing was really funny.
Because she was in the Camp Rock 2
Camp
with
Rock
Jonas
2.
Brothers. She said she was 7 months pregnant. They didn't start filming until 4 a.m. Her husband's like screaming at her on the phone that he's like, don't, you need your sleep.
Yeah, you need to tell them.
Tell them you're pregnant. It's like, it's obvious I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I was awful. I can't act. Like, she was really enjoyable as like... An MC.
Yeah.
So.
Heck, even, so cut her some slack, people.
Yeah, even the producers were all very entertaining, so.
Yeah. They had good chemistry, and they...
So, yes, for people who are probably going to be like, well, I don't work in the media industry, how do I get tickets? Keep an eye out, from what I've heard, on their Facebook and Twitter. And when they say tickets are available, you contact them and give you their info, and then it's like a will call, I guess. You go to the front desk... You wait in line, and you go to the front desk, you're like, hey, my name is blank. My tickets are under blank.
Yep.
And they'll be like, okay, here's your ticket, walk right in. But if you can't get that, I wouldn't be surprised if the audience picks up when it gets warmer out, because travel. People don't like going out in the winter.
No.
So anyway, you can just show up and kind of hope for the best. I would suggest showing up around, like, 3:34 for that. Expect, because like they didn't let the will call people in until like almost 5 last time.
Yeah.
Not will, the rush line, which is the people without tickets. So you might be waiting for a couple hours, but chances are, like, at the moment you'll get in.
Mm-hmm.
It might change as the season gets like less and less.
Yeah, and don't even try to get in the finale without tickets.
Oh yeah.
Because you're fucked.
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess that's
it.
It
was a very enjoyable experience.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. So once again, we apologize for being away for a couple weeks, but we'll make an effort to keep things going for, the foreseeable future. It's kind of funny how that went, where it was like, hey, here's a big milestone episode, and then we just disappeared. But we've already talked about that. So anyway, send us your feedback. Let us know about any live shows that you guys have ever been to. Maybe you were like at Cable Access in Aurora and you watched a live broadcast of Wayne's World. That's the only thing I can think of.
I've been at a live taping of a TV show before.
Oh, what?
The one I was on.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, good work. Good work.
Okay, to be fair, I was there for like 8 minutes and I didn't see the whole thing. And it was Cable 14, and I was there to pimp the comic store, so a little different.
Nice job.
When you say public, which is essentially
It is. So send us your feedback.
And if you're interested in my wrestling erotic romance in preparation for WrestleMania this week.
Oh, shit, we didn't talk about WrestleMania.
We'll talk about it after.
We'll talk about post.
Yeah, duh. Yeah. It makes more sense.
Okay, well, real quick, because people, I'm sure they want to know, who do you think is going to win the triple threat?
Bryan.
Yeah, it's going to be Daniel Bryan.
If it isn't, it'll be Triple H.
If it's not Daniel Bryan, it will be fucking riots in New Orleans.
No, I'm saying, like, if Batista won't win, or Randy Orton won't win, it's either going to be Triple H or Daniel Bryan. But, like, I absolutely cannot see Triple H going on to the next match, because people won't want, like, people might.
People will leave.
But people, like, flounce, right? But I could see him, like, charging in and being like,
right.
No, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, if you want to get hyped for WrestleMania with some sexy books for your Kindle or your Kobo or whatever, head over to Amazon and look up Her Tattooed Savior by yours truly. You'll find it under my other name. And read it, love it, let me know what you think.
So, for this week's episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, I have been Mike the Fist of Justice Laidman, joined with
Laura.
And we will talk to you guys again next week.
Well, kids, that's all you get. That's it. Read a book.
Tell me about the cat noise.
The cat noise?
Yeah.
The one that Kratos makes?
Yeah.
The.
I don't think that's what it sounds like.
But there he goes. He just ran by. Like a teeny ninja. Shit. Oh, I'm drunk, babe.
The Untitled Mike and Laura Project is presented in association with ThisWeekInGeek.net. Check out ThisWeekInGeek.net for more geek content, and you can subscribe to all of our content through iTunes or any other podcatcher. If you want to tell us your thoughts on the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, you can give us a call at our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or send an email to feedback@thisweekingeek.net, which I highly recommend you do, as we loves the feedback here at this show. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Twitters at reply Mike Laidman, at reply Laura _ Raptor, and, of course, at reply This Week in Geek. Follow us while you're at it. We'll be best friends or something.
Did that sound a lot better in your head?
Yes, it did.
Until next week.
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.